Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are taking callers. My guest is Jeremy Hammond of the Foreign Policy Journal, as well as the vaccine issue on his website, jeremyrhammond.com. You got to make sure you put an R in the middle of Jeremy and Hammond, or you won't get it. So, and they're both .com. So we do have a caller, Fred in Iowa. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. Do you have a comment or question for Jeremy?
No, I have some comments to make. Angry, this is the first time I've called your show since the passing of a very great lady. I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I am extremely impressed with your show today, and also JeremyRHammond.com. JeremyRHammond.com. Now, the last 15 minutes when you were talking and with each other about the Scofield Bible and Christians, okay, I am a Protestant Christian. I will die a Protestant Christian. But Christians are so appallingly ignorant of the Bible. But I think, I believe that Jeremy Hammond, maybe he's got a lot of bad comments, is people don't understand yet. But anyhow, in closing, I am extremely impressed with both of you, and hope to talk again. Thank you very much for your time. God bless you, and have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your comment.
Well, thank you, Fred. That was very nice of you, and I agree. I mean, most Christians I know of are Protestants as opposed to Catholicism, and, you know, Martin Luther was certainly a light to us in Europe at the time, and that was very, very touching, and I totally personally agree with you, and I'm sure Jeremy would probably concur. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to go through my own awakening in that respect. Just the same as I did with foreign policy or economics or the vaccine issue.
Right. Yeah, it's part of maturing as an adult, separating yourself as for who you are as separate from your parents and doing your own investigation.
Yeah, and being able to challenge and question your own beliefs and just being honest with yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just for myself, just so you know, I grew up in a liberal Democrat family that was, pro-choice, pro-abortion and stuff. And it took a friend who was a libertarian who detailed the issue to me in a way I hadn't really heard it, that I kind of, turned on that. And I had intense discussions with my parents. But, it was just, I'm able to change my mind on just about anything with given additional information,
Yeah. Well, I mean,
another caller, Jeremy. We have Chance in West Virginia. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. Do you have a comment or question for Jeremy Hammond?
Yes, hello, folks. Mr. Hammond, have you ever read that book, speaking of Martin Luther, The Jews and Their Lies?
I have not.
It's a book. It's recently available. I meant to order it. I want to read it. It sounds pretty interesting. Mr. Castle, I hate to change the topic, but was I correct in hearing you say earlier that Jeffrey Epstein died?
Yeah, that's the big news today. In fact,
really?
I hate to divert a whole bunch of time on this. I figured it's one of the earlier hosts. I mean, it was the big news. I woke up this morning. When I turned on my computer, I don't turn it on right away. I actually had guests spend the night. But anyway, it was a big deal. My inbox was pretty much filled with Epstein's dead, And Epstein was, blah, blah, blah. It was just like at least 10 of them, from different people.
Well, is it true?
And,
because I don't listen to the mainstream media at all. And when I heard you mention that, I said to myself, well, all those secrets are going to be buried with him then. Nobody's going to be brought to justice.
No, actually, that's not true. and it was 12 hours ago. You have to understand, this is, you know, John Rappaport did a really good job. Unfortunately, John Rappaport with No More Fake News, he had a WordPress website. Who knows, WordPress was as bad as YouTube and all the other censors. They decided to just delete all his articles and his whole blog off his WordPress site. So, you know, it's a dangerous thing to have a website, apparently. But anyway, Jeremy, do you mind if I just read it? Because it's real short. His articles are short. It would pretty much agree with what we think of it, you know, because he's a good investigative reporter, too. Is that okay, Jeremy?
Sure.
So it says, Jeffrey Epstein dead. What happens now? Well, it says he hanged himself in his New York cell. And he was on suicide watch after earlier suicide attempt or assault. Where were the guards? Who can possibly believe this story on its face? Suicide watch, just so you know, means the prisoner has no materials in his cell, like bed sheets or blankets, he can use to hang himself. It means guards are on duty around the clock. It means all this and more in a high-profile case where everybody and his brother was warning that Epstein would be murdered. And yet, we're told he killed himself. Court documents had just been unsealed. The Daily Beast docs says, quote, they contain accusations that prominent men had sex with Epstein's girls, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, Prince Andrew, wealthy financier Glenn Dubin, former Senator George Mitchell, now deceased MIT scientist Marvin Minsky, and modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel, as well as another prince, a foreign president, a well-known prime minister, and the owner of a large hotel chain in France. That's unquote. Some prominent men, in other words, attorney Alan Dershowitz, had been accused before, but not all court docs are unsealed. One reporter suggested that now that Epstein is dead, maybe more witnesses, no longer fearing for their lives, will step forward and offer testimony. Really? If Epstein was, in fact, murdered, this would ratchet up the fear, not take it down. And now there will be no trial, correct? Well, if Epstein is dead, how can a trial against him proceed? And if that is so, then the accusations against powerful men who had sex with his girls will not be brought up and aired in court, which would be the whole point in murdering Epstein, assuming that is what happened. But if charges are going to be brought against Epstein's female assistants, these would be separate legal actions that would have to start from scratch. In such actions, more documents could emerge, but women and girls who are put on trial for enabling Epstein's operation could certainly claim, as they already have, that they were coerced by Epstein and their lives were threatened if they didn't carry out orders. Such claims, whether true or false, are not easy to refute, especially when clever lawyers are on board, to say nothing of psychiatrists who can tangle up proceedings for years. So this is the end. The story of Epstein's suicide or murder is in its first stage as I write this. It's quite possible that new details will emerge that radically change the picture that's being painted at the moment. But for the moment, the prominent men are protected in the ongoing he said, she said atmosphere. So there you go. This is pretty out there for a lot of people, but there you go. Do you have any comments about that, Jeremy? I mean, you heard about this, right?
You know, I haven't followed this issue at all. Just due to time constraints, I have to focus my time on certain issues, and so I haven't really paid attention to this whole Epstein issue. So I don't really have anything to comment about that, but it's certainly interesting.
Well, most of us out here in Patriot land, you know, people like Sherry Tenpenny and a few of us, I mean, we see this as him and Nexium with the pornography in Canada, they're like the key to bringing down the deep state, and because they have tentacles to all the players going up to the Rothschilds, the bankers, the Rockefellers, you know, all these prominent people that visit his island. I mean, you know, this Satanism goes pretty deep. And so that's the first wave of taking down the deep state is getting him on those kind of charges. So this is everyone's following the Jeffrey Epstein thing with kind of bated breath, you know, like according to our board op, he said Trump was about to sign executive orders on big tech censorship. And I know the lead story in the American Free Press is about the whole censorship thing with Google and YouTube and Facebook and everything, and you know, using the Sherman Act. So it's pretty interesting. There's definitely interesting things going on. And I didn't want to take away from my guest Jeremy Hammond. I just know people are pretty darn interested in some of this latest stuff going on. But we have Murr in Wisconsin, and I don't, I'm sure if Chance is still there or not, but yeah. Thank you, Chance, and let's go ahead and take Murr in Wisconsin. Sorry about that little.
Hi.
Kind of messed up.
Good
maybe.
Evening. Great guest.
Hi, Murr.
Hi.
Yes.
Hey.
I forgot
you know,
Chat
your,
Tango
your
again. You called me on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I did that.
Oh, no, that's all right, but I'm posting a bunch of things of interest in there. And it's funny, I just listened to Allison Weir on Kevin Barrett's show on Revolution Radio last night. So I posted about her and about you. And earlier today, I was listening to Dr. Peter Hammond and talking about this mix-up with Christianity, actually Jesus Christ. I don't go by any labels other than I love Jesus Christ and follow him.
Right.
You know, spirit to spirit. That's the only way to really know God. So all these churches, whatever they are, they have a lot of good people in them, all of them. But they're not perfect. Only he was perfect. Okay, Martin Luther was kind of messed up. Apparently mistreated as a child, and then he broke the vows and pimped out nuns. And, you know, so he was partially a tool to break up the Catholic Church. Okay, but then the Catholic Church was taken over by the Rothschilds in 1823. So, you know, there's so much there. But anyway, in your chat room... and you can, what, immunize wisely? And there's a Z in the wisely as well.
Go ahead and say immunize wisely with a Z for wisely. That's the way it's supposed to be. And she made it. And she has so much great stuff that she posts. But you have to go to .chattango. That's chat and then tango, but with one T, .com. So it's immunize wisely, all run together, .chattango.com.
And, well, it makes more sense to a lot of people to say chat and go, C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O, but we just like to say chatango because it sounds like cha-cha and tango, you know. But it's chat and go, chatango.
So it's chat and go.
C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O is easy way to remember it if you're not familiar with chatango.
It's better, chat and go. Okay.
Yeah. And I posted in here Don Harkins, eight veils. And I also posted... Truot's Nine Veils, which is more mathematically, you know, pretty interesting. And also, you know, Obama modernized the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, which was probably to protect Jews, you figure, at that time period, right? And modernizing it allowed propaganda. And since then, all these staged events have skyrocketed. And the first two in 2012 were, guess what? Aurora, Colorado, and Newtown, Connecticut. And what did that involve? Robert Holmes from Colorado and Peter Lanza from Newtown, Connecticut. And they were both to testify in the LIBOR, London Interbank Offered Rate scandal. So that's still going on. And people don't even know that, what scandal? You know, mission accomplished, right? So,
right.
So I posted some of that. So you see the graph in there. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if Obama wasn't tasked with modernizing it when he did just for that, you know, and everything else, go to hell, who cares, right? In fact, all the better.
Wow.
As we see happening.
Well,
right?
You
and also
so much stuff here. I could read for a long, long time, Murr.
So hey,
Jim Stone
hey,
has the article. Jim Stone has the article at jimstone.is.
Right, right. And that was fake.
Yeah.
Epstein's alive.
So Epstein is not dead. The Gurney pictures are fake, and he can prove it. Huh, isn't that interesting? See, it just happened so fast. That's
and the
great.
Dayton shooter, Connor, he died in 2014. Okay, and there were like four people in black clothes in the El Paso thing, and there's so much different things going on. But a lot of this, I think, is to cover up for the dump. There was a real big dump of Epstein stuff, you know, there's some redactions in it, but, you know, naming people and other ones, and I heard you talking about it, so I was looking for that link,
right.
And when I find them, I'll stick them in there, too. But those were the main things.
Right.
I'm really enjoying this guest. She has such a nice...
There's a huge document dump. In fact, I should have sent it to you. I can still send it to you, Mara, because I do have your email. A friend of mine got all the court documents off Pacer involving Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, because I guess it takes a while to download them all, but it looked like this one link, they had downloaded them all, you know. So, you know, the more they get passed around, the more people sift through them, so it's a little easier to pass around. But I think that's one thing they were really covering up with all these staged events. One thing, because like you say, it's worldwide. You know, in Canada, they've been looking into it since 2012, what they called a big box store of child porn and snuff for online. Yeah. I mean, there's just all these different outfits. It's worldwide. It's but that is Trump's main thing. Now, people want to demonize him because the Talmudia demonizes him. And if you let that Talmudia, all of it, just fall flat, broke, and think for yourself with God's help, Jesus Christ's help, you can just think more clearly. You don't need it at all, and it makes them go broke. And if you're not watching all that, you're not all messed up in the head and thinking you got to go here and there and buy this and that, and you know.
Right.
So you're happier.
Totally.
And that's
right.
How we should be. That's how we need to be. And I love Jeremy's voice. He sounds honest, like you. Nice to hear.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's definitely the real deal in terms of a bright, young, investigative journalist. And like I said, he needs to be supported because he's really found his soul's calling and he's following it, you know. And that's wonderful. And I always applaud young people for not shying away from doing the real work that needs to happen instead of, you know, slaving away at a dead-end job or, you know, even working for the New York Times, you know. Instead, he's doing the real investigation and realizing he has to just put it out himself and ask for support.
Well, you know, there's
a lot of trust involved in that.
Yeah. And you know what? It's probably too much to get into now, but Timothy Charles Holmes is an independent investigative journalist that came across all this horrible stuff, clearly by accident, you know, I mean, purely. He was looking into Hallie Cummings' disappearance, a little girl in Florida, and it turned out they had taken her, but they hadn't killed her for quite a while, you know, they were using her. But from that, he found out people were calling him that knew things but couldn't really tell anyone. So we're getting into where we can talk now more freely, and you can hear that, and it's, you know, when I was out around people, I just noticed it's just such a more buoyant atmosphere of cooperation. And, you know, when Germany came out of the Weimar Republic, it was the same thing. They quit usury, and they just rebounded and recovered and thrived. And, I mean, they're still driving on the roads they built. You know, but that's all lies we're told about that. You know, why make so many movies about it? Because it's a lie. You know, you'll have people say, well, why didn't the German people speak up? And why didn't the Pope, why was the Pope silent? Because it didn't happen. You know, it's not in anything until after Vietnam War. That's another thing. They use wars to cover for change in history. You know, they get everything. They start the revolution.
That's right.
So I hear
the victors
everybody
of
saying,
wars. I mean, you know, Michael Rivera has really nailed that home. Anyhow, we're coming up on a break, Murr. Do you want me to carry you over?
If you don't mind, I got one more
little
ditty.
Well, we'll go ahead and carry you over. I mean, yeah, this is all fascinating. So thank you. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with Jeremy Hammond as my guest and Ingrid Castle as your host. And we're taking callers 1-800-313-9443. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely with Jeremy Hammond as my guest and Ingrid as your host. And we were talking to Murr in Wisconsin. We do have another caller, Murr, but go ahead and finish your thoughts. I was just looking at the Jim Stone information, jimstone.is, and pretty blown away here. That's pretty amazing stuff. True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
he does
people keep
investigating. Reporting from the past, anyway.
Well, he was a professional photographer and worked for NSA.
Getting a lot of rumors about, pardon?
Yeah, he worked for NSA, and he was a professional photographer. He's done a lot of things. He's very, very smart. And he's lucky to be alive.
Because they did
try to kill him when he was in Montreal, and he fled.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say was, it's funny that you were saying about Rivero and the Bankers Wars, but yet, listening to his show, and they're all saying, oh, yeah, civil war's coming, civil war's coming. No, don't let it come. This is their tool.
Right.
I have a couple of links here I'll put in here for you, too. Jews caused the civil war, okay? There was Nathan Rothschild came over beforehand, and they set it all up. They called themselves the Boston Brahmins, okay, the bankers.
Yep.
What they wanted to do was to have England come over and fight us again. But they weren't having it, so they made us fight each other. And look what how that turned out. But they get everything, even the orphans. Don't let them make you fight. Okay, that's the one thing E. Mike Jones has about the revolutionary spirit, right?
I have a lot of Civil War history, and I totally agree with you on all that. So, yeah.
Well, you're going to see this.
It's nothing like you ever saw.
Jesse James faked his death. Clark County out in Nevada is named after one of his aliases as a senator. And he's Jewish. He was Jewish. And he wanted another Civil War. You know, so anyhow, I'll post all that stuff in here, too, and thank you for taking my call. Nice hearing you, Jeremy.
That's very interesting. Well, thanks, though. You're such a wealth of knowledge, and there's so much in the chat room that we can certainly grab. So,
well, I had time to research,
I
just want to share when I research, you know? Burns me up that people don't have any time. I was like that.
The chat A-N go. That's much better. So it's immunized wisely with a Z on wisely chat and go.com. Yeah, you've posted all kinds of great stuff. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. So, thank you again. Oh, at the end of that Peter Hammond thing, too, they played a little bit of, Andy Hitchcock played a little bit of Brother Nathaniel and talking about coming out of Judaism, right? So, post that. I think I did post that in here, too. You'll have to see that. That's very good. I wasn't expecting that, but he described...
Just so you know, he lives in my county. I have a close friend that got him his, totes him around and stuff.
Well, how about
I'm just
that?
Saying, I know him.
Yeah, yeah. But, he goes and people make fun of his costume and stuff, but he goes and does what he thinks he needs to do. So, and for Jesus Christ, he goes down to D.C. and flashes that cross around...
The FBI
talked to him, and he talks to them, and, so people learn. So thank you again. Bye-bye.
He's a kick. He really is. So thanks, Mer. Okay, now we have Roxanne in Texas. Hi, Roxanne. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. Do you have a comment or question to address to Jeremy or myself?
Well, it's kind of a follow-up to all that just got said and whatnot, but the guards are supposed to, if he was on Jeffrey Epstein was on suicide watch, which they said they lifted the 29th, but anyway, there's three guards that have to check on him every 30 minutes, and somebody had to pay them off. Let's find out who gets a Ferrari tomorrow. But in those cells are 12 by 3, I believe, and they can't have sheets. And they're supposed to wear paper clothes so that can't shred where they can hang themselves. So there's a lot of questions, and they've changed the story 14 seconds. But we know how much money Epstein has given to Harvard for transhumanism. Okay, so he's real big on that. And we know he's related to the Clinton Foundation at NXIVM. Out of New York, and of course Canada, and out of the rest of the world, but they call it something else everywhere.
Right.
And the past president of Mexico, his children were involved, and Prince Andrew.
Yes.
And didn't London go dark yesterday? Did you hear that? London
did
lost
Prince
a bunch
Andrew.
Of
what?
Well, Prince Andrew, of course, but London lost a lot of power yesterday, and the airport was closed. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Yeah. And
I actually haven't followed. I was tied up this weekend a little bit. So, I didn't know. I know that there was a power outage in London, I believe.
Yeah, because the documents that came out on OR 302 and the Epstein came out yesterday. Friday is always the dump document days. And looking at, there was 800 pages dumped on Epstein, and 30-some pages at least that I read on OR 302. So there was a lot coming out yesterday. And so, but these people, you think you can't get people, because he's dead, they can't prosecute anybody. No, they're accessories. This Ghislaine Maxwell, they're accessories to the crime. So Trump is on it. I think it's really exciting. And but first of all, if we don't get rid of Obama,
Roxanne, I'm supposed to break, do a commercial break. Do you want to hold till after the commercial break?
Yeah. Okay.
Broadcasting.org. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and hold. You're listening to Immunize Wisely on Republic Broadcasting Network.
For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its H-E... Well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're continuing with a call from Roxanne. Thanks, Roxanne, for continuing after the break.
Hi.
We're talking. You want to go ahead and continue?
Yeah, I got one last thing and a thank you. What's happening is people think nothing's happening. I read the documents. There's so much happening. But
right.
Trumpets has gotten at least 126 of these Obama or New World Order older judges out of there, because you can take anybody to court, but if you got a Babylonian, whatever you want to call them, doesn't matter, you're not going to get a fair trial, okay? So that's important, that he's getting the good judges in there, and that's what's looking up for humanity. And I thank you, and I thank you, Mr. Jeremy. Wonderful information, and I'll let you get on to the rest of your show. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Roxanne. I appreciate your call. And yeah, I think we all know how corrupt the courts are. They're admiralty law. They're controlled by the American Bar Association, a private club. We could go on and on about that. In fact, I think we had an earlier caller that was really misses Al Whitney. I think a lot of you miss Al Whitney. She really, that was her forte in defense of humanity, is highlighting the criminality of the American Bar Association and the attorneys, as well as many other things, and, you know, how to protect our rights as living in flesh, you know, human beings, instead of, you know, a corporate piece of paper that, you know, with our all capital names. I mean, this is her big forte. And I believe her website, I was wanting to mention that people, if her websites are still up, I mean, I'm not going to rescue them, but there's a lot of material at anticorruptionsociety.com. I don't think her husband, who survived her, is, you know, going to take it upon himself to figure out all the passwords and, you know, make sure that site is up. And archive.org is not really good about rescuing information. So I just kind of want to mention that if anyone is savvy and can rescue a lot of that information at Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, as well as Anti-Corruption Society, that would be a great service as we move forward. And yeah, I'm going to put out the call number again. Again, my guest is Jeremy Hammond of the foreignpolicyjournal.com. It's just foreignpolicyjournal.com. And jeremyrhammond.com is where he posts all his great investigations into the vaccine machine and, you know, how, as he said, the what's reported in the mainstream and proselytized, how, you know, health departments and the CDC are diametrically opposed to the actual science that's on PubMed and stuff actually out of our own National Institute of Health. But anyway, so that number is 800-313-9443. So, Jeremy, do you have – there's so much we could talk about. We don't have a caller right now. Do you want to go ahead and just, you know, take off and talk about things that are dear to you in your recent investigation, whether it's the vaccine issue or the Foreign Policy Journal?
Well, there's just so much to know. You know, I wouldn't mind talking a little bit more about the whole Israel-Palestine conflict, just yes. in terms of again, what people think they know is just—it's just not true. And you know, going back to the origins, during the mandate period, essentially what the British did was enforce a belligerent occupation, specifically to deny the Arabs of Palestine their right to self-determination. And so, in other words, democracy yes. was fine, but only, you know, they wouldn't allow a democratic government to be established unless and until the Jewish population grew to the point that they were the majority, you know, through immigration, mm-hmm. Which of course didn't pan out because the British had a problem on their hands, which was the fact that the Arabs, you know, the majority Arab population of Palestine was opposed to their land being reconstituted into a Jewish state, as they knew the Zionists intended to do, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. It was their home. You know, they didn't want to be dispossessed and disenfranchised. Naturally, so they were naturally opposed to the Zionist project because they knew what it was all about, and so that was the role of the British, and right up to the point of facilitating the ethnic cleansing of Palestine. So the Balfour policy that was implemented in 1917 was adopted as policy by the League of Nations and essentially facilitated the ethnic cleansing of Palestine. That's how Israel was established. You can go on through to 1967. We all know about the 1967 war. We're told that Israel defended itself against the threat of an invasion from Egypt and Egypt's allies, Syria and Jordan, and that it launched a so-called preemptive attack on Egypt to defend itself. This is a bunch of nonsense. Egypt wasn't threatening Israel. There was no imminent threat of an Egyptian attack. In fact, Israel's own intelligence had assessed that May that President Nasser of Egypt had no intention of waging war against Israel and would be foolish to do that. I mean, he would have to be insane to take on the greater military might of Israel, and Israel knew it. So there's just so much information right. that people are told that's just not true. You know, and people point to, you know, as far as that's concerned, they point to evidence that Egypt intended to attack was, you know, the Egyptian troop moving into the Sinai Peninsula. Well, even the CIA looked at that and said, well, they're taking up defensive positions. And the CIA told President Johnson that a war was coming. They assessed correctly. They were very accurate that war was coming, but that Israel would be the one to start it. They knew Israel was going to fire the first shot, not Egypt. Yes. So, you know, yes. we're just bombarded with all this propaganda about, and of course, in that war, that was the beginning of the occupation of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank territories, which, you know, of course, remain under occupation today. And then in terms of the U.S. role, I just want to talk about that a little bit because, you know, there's this perception of the U.S. as, you know, this neutral arbiter, this neutral mediator in the conflict, and then that's pursuing the two-state solution, which is completely false. The so-called peace process, in fact, is the means by which Israel and its superpower benefactor have long blocked implementation of the two-state solution, in favor of which there's otherwise a very strong international consensus. In fact, the peace process itself bases it on Resolution 242, which was passed in the wake of the 1967 war. But of course, that resolution called on Israel to withdraw its forces, its armed forces, back to the pre-June 5th armistice lines, which had been in place since 1949. But of course, Israel interprets that resolution unilaterally in its own way, and the United States has accepted as a basis for negotiations Israel's interpretation of UN Resolution 242 as opposed to what UN Resolution 242 actually means. So it's just absurd to its core to, you know, this whole idea of the U.S. as being this, you know, seeking to find a resolution, a just resolution to this conflict. The U.S. is, as I say in the title of the book, an obstacle to peace, and I argue the obstacle to peace, because if it wasn't for U.S. support, Israel's policies of criminal activities against the Palestinians could not continue. It just couldn't go on. And so I think that's a really important point to make. You know, on that topic. And of course, anyone wanting to learn more about that can read the book at obstacletopeace.com. All my books are available there. Some of them are available just in PDF or Kindle editions. Others are available in paperback, and Obstacle to Peace is available as a hardcover as well, but you can kind of choose your edition depending on the book. All my books are available there at obstacletopeace.com.
Well, you were running a sale at one point. That's expired, though, isn't it? You can get all five books for quite a good deal.
No, that's actually a permanent deal that people can get. I'm able to pass along savings. You know, if people buy all of my books at once, number one, you can save on shipping. I'm also, you know, if you buy the paperback edition, I'll throw in the PDF edition for free. And so I just have this kind of package bundle deal that, you know, if you're interested in all the topics I write about, so I think three of the books are on the Israel-Palestine conflict. I've got Obstacle to Peace. I've got another one called Exposing a Zionist Hoax, which debunks a book that came out last year that was just, you know, arguing that what the U.S. needs to do is to support Israel and militarily just ending any semblance of resistance to the Israeli occupation. And that was his solution to the conflict. And so And of course, it was just riddled with lies and propaganda. And so I just systematically debunked that entire book and exposed it as a hoax. And so my rejoinder to that is titled Exposing a Zionist Hoax, which is, you know, you can get on Amazon or at my obstaclepeace.com. And then I've got another very short book on the ethnic cleansing of Palestine, which shows where research really stands on that matter, because there's a famous Israeli historian named Benny Morris, who has really documented very well what happened in 1948. And even though in a series of Haaretz articles, Haaretz is a Israeli newspaper, he was debating other scholars on this issue, and he was denying. He's saying that, well, it wasn't ethnic. What happened wasn't ethnic cleansing. And so what I did is I just kind of looked at his arguments in that series of articles and essentially dissected his arguments. And I showed from his own research, you know, I cited him as my source in a lot of these things to show his own research shows, you know, conclusively that what happened was ethnic cleansing. So, you know, just kind of exposing the dishonesty there of him trying to deny on some flimsy, illogical basis that you know, it didn't fit his personal interpretation of what ethnic cleansing means, but you know, by the legal standard, it was ethnic cleansing. Now that's exactly what happened, and so that's the short booklet that's available as an essay at Foreign Policy Journal, or if you want to read it on your Kindle or a PDF, it's just a couple bucks at on my website. I've got Ron Paul versus Paul Krugman is another book of mine, which addresses the Federal Reserve's role in causing the housing bubble. And so that's another one I've got. And so I've just bundled all these books together. And if people want to purchase them all at once, you know, they can get a discount and, of course, also save on the shipping cost. And so, yeah, that deal is still available. And you'll see it just on the homepage. If you scroll down, you can either purchase the books individually or get that, you know, take advantage of that savings and buy that bundle package.
Yeah, and how much is that for all five books?
Oh, gosh, I haven't even looked at that in a while. It's
okay.
I'd have to pull up my own website. I think it's $65 for the
hardcover. No, it's okay. It's actually, I remember it was, I think you get it all for like $50, and that includes postage and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was
an incredible deal because
like
you're...
For the paperback, something like that. You'd have to double check the prices on my website, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, it's really an amazing resource because, you know, what's great about you, Jeremy, is that you're like a bridge for people just waking up and then they can grab onto your stuff because you're like, you know, a real guy that actually did the original, you know, research. You weren't like looking at a whole bunch of other people that were conspiracy theorists or anything. You decided to just start digging yourself.
Yeah.
And find out what you could. So it wasn't like, you know, you're jumping all over and just on this conspiracy bandwagon. You actually started doing in-depth research. So you have a level of credibility with people that aren't, you know, quite awake yet on different issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you have it all documented and footnoted.
Right. And I'm very careful to document everything I write. Obstacle to Peace has almost 2,000 endnotes. and within the endnotes, you know, some endnotes have multiple references, so there's well over 2,000 references that I cite in that book. And, you know, I'm citing very mainstream. Nothing I cite is, you know, like fringe or, you know, it's all very mainstream. So people can't, you know, say, well, you're just citing some conspiracy source or something. Like it's all, you know, I
exactly.
cite the New York Times, I'm citing... You know, when I write about vaccines, I go right to the medical literature and I'm citing the scientific literature and things like that.
Right.
And so I am very careful to document things, and because I don't expect anyone to take my word for anything. You know, do what I do, check the source.
Well, yeah, this is the issue because as you can tell from our audience and the type of listeners on Republic Broadcasting, they've been looking at this stuff for a long time. So they're, you know, going deeper and deeper and deeper, and pretty soon, you know, they have alienated themselves from their friends and family being like too out there into conspiracy land. So, you know, having someone like you on as, you know, being able to offer real tools that actually cite mainstream sources and show contradictions, you know, and show that, you know, this is documentation from the historical record, you know, whether it's the Balfour Declaration or, you know, whatever it is,
right.
You're showing the real documented history.
Well,
and
I
think that's important.
That's the other book I forgot to mention is The Rejection of Palestinian Self-Determination is another one that I wrote. And that one was kind of I was planning on writing Obstacle to Peace, but I kind of realized if I'm going to talk about the contemporary U.S. role, I need to, you know, also talk about the history. So I kind of had a little booklet that I put out before Obstacle to Peace that focused on the mandate period. And what I was really shocked by was, you know, I was going back and just reading primary source materials like, you know, obviously there's things like the Balfour Declaration, the Peel Commission report, you know, reading through the meeting records of the United Nations Security Council, the General Assembly, just looking at all this primary source materials. And, you know, we always hear about a lot of these types of documents, you know, like the British White Paper, the Churchill White Paper and things like this from the time period. And we're always reading things about them. And what I found was actually going back and reading through those documents for myself, and just the things that we'd always just take for granted is true about them. But it's like if you read those things, you can have your own interpretation or you can see that some of the things that we're told just aren't true. You know, a great example of that is this widespread belief that the UN created Israel. Even you know, an eminent historian like Alain Pape, who has written the book The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, you know, just a brilliant scholar, very honest researcher. Even he in that book
right.
propagates this myth that the UN actually created Israel. I mean, it's so Yeah, you know, people take that as like common.
I'd like to continue with that, but we have a caller also.
Sure.
So we have a break and then a 4 more minutes of the show. So stay tuned. You're listening to Jeremy Hammond on Immunize Wisely, and we will take the caller after the break. So thank you for staying tuned in here. I think we have a break anyway. Maybe it's a little bit early. I don't always time them perfectly, but can say.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely with my guest Jeremy Hammond. Jeremy said, let's just go ahead and take the caller. We only have a few more minutes. So Jim in New York, welcome to the show. And do you have a comment for Jeremy or a question?
Yes. It's been a very interesting show. I have a few things to say very quickly. Even if we ignore the fact that there are 3 million full-fledged Israeli citizens who are Islamic, including one under the Israel Supreme Court and several members of the Israeli Knesset, there was ethnic cleansing. Yes, there was. And there has been ethnic cleansing all over the world throughout history, including widespread continuous ethnic thing of Jews for many countries. But that's not my point. My point is this. In fact, even if we go back to Joshua, when Joshua came into Canaan, to Israel, to take out the seven Canaanite nations, he was commanded in Scripture, commanded by God, to not, if they refused to make peace, to not allow any man, woman, or child to live. But going beyond that, the fact that Israel exists and continues to thrive has nothing to do with the United States of America. That's a prop. That's something that's going to be taken away. And God gathers in the Jewish people, and guess what? He laughs at the nations of the world, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's I'm amused by listening to people like you, because it's really a joke, because I'm laughing together with God. I'm laughing at you, and you can do all you want. You can do nothing about it, no matter what country you
can. Jim, that's interesting, but if you haven't read his books or you haven't been to Alison Weir's research, I've gone to If Americans Knew, and you realize how much tax dollars have been allotted to the country of Israel. You don't understand the banking system, the debt-based money system that's controlled primarily by the Jewish people, and that the Talmud is different from the Torah. We don't have much more to discuss on the show, but thank you for the call, Jim. We all can agree to disagree. So thank you. Let's go ahead and summarize where people can get information for Jeremy Hammond. So thank you, Jim. So, Jeremy, do you want to go ahead and summarize?
Real quickly, if I could. So he's conflating what I said. I said that the U.S. supports Israel's policy, criminal actions against the Palestinians. And notice how he conflated that with Israel prospering. So in his mind, he's equating criminal actions against the Palestinians with Israel's prosperity, which is perverse. And the second thing is that there's a lot we can do about it. I mean, there's, you know, and all we have to do is to look honestly at this issue and understand what's really happening and then oppose it and stop giving our consent for it, as I gather Jim does, that he consents to this U.S. policy of supporting Israel's crimes against the Palestinians. Well, just stop giving your consent for it. That's what we can do. So anyways, yes. To wrap up, my website, foreignpolicyjournal.com. Also, jeremyrhammond.com, where you can sign up to get information about vaccines. I try to write about economics when I can and squeeze in an article here or there. Don't write about that as much because I'm so focused on vaccines and also really focused on the Israel-Palestine conflict still. So those are the three main issues I try to focus my attention on. And also obstacletopeace.com, where you can – that's my bookshop, where you can get Obstacle to Peace along with my other books.
That's wonderful. You did a great job closing out in a record time. So thank you so much, Jeremy. I really appreciate you being on. And we're going to close out the show. And you've been listening to Jeremy Hammond. It's a wonderful having you. And I hope you come back on at least RBN. So wonderful job. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.